Hi, and welcome to Venture English Institute's accent training program. In this first lesson, we're going to take a look at combined syllable words. Combined syllable words are words that are spelled with more syllables than are actually pronounced because in the word, a vowel is dropped. Now, this rule only applies to a handful of words, but it's important to know which words those are. So if you have the accompanying document, you can read along or just listen along with the file. I'll say each word twice, and you can just try to repeat them after me and make your pronunciation as close to mine as possible. Here is the list of words. Number one, every, every, family, family, restaurant, restaurant, chocolate, chocolate, probably, probably, business, business, vegetable, vegetable, basically, basically, comfortable, comfortable, actually, actually, different, different, especially, especially, jewelry, jewelry, typically, typically, practically, practically, memory, memory, usually, usually, eventually, eventually, unusually, unusually, uncomfortable. Now, it would be a good idea to go back and listen to those words again and try to identify which portion of the word is being dropped, which vowel is being left out, and see if you can identify a pattern in English words in which we leave out or don't pronounce certain vowel sounds. This will help you in trying to improve your accent. Now in this next section, I'm going to read a handful of sentences to you. Listen to this sentence and then read each sentence out loud 5 times. Number one, do you have a large family? Number two, it's your turn to choose the restaurant. Number three, what's your favorite color? Number four, my father watches the news every night. Number five, actually, I would rather go to sleep. Number six, please buy me a tomato at the vegetable stand. Number seven, I prefer authentic gold jewelry. Number eight, what is the name of your brother's business? Number nine, is the couch comfortable for you? And number 10, what kind of chocolate do you prefer? And finally, in this last section, I'm going to read a series of paragraphs out loud to you. Try listening to the paragraphs and identify the words that have the dropped syllable in it, and then read the paragraphs out loud 5 times to see if you can match the accent. Paragraph number one. My family owns a very famous jewelry business. They named the business Carrots, which is well known all over the world. The name is sometimes confused with Carrots, which is actually a restaurant chain that mainly serves vegetables and fruits. I am not comfortable being so well known in the city. I hope to eventually move to a new place where I can live a peaceful life. Now, paragraph number two. Hello, my name is Margaret. I have a comfortable life in New York City. My family works together in our jewelry store. It is a family business started by my great-grandfather. I have basically worked at this business all my life. I am different than others in my family, especially when it comes to eating habits. I do not like chocolate, but I actually love to eat vegetables. Every time my family and I go to a restaurant, I order some extra vegetables, and my family waits and gets chocolate for dessert. I am probably like other single people in New York, always trying to watch my weight and not eat too much. I hope to leave the jewelry business someday and start up a health food restaurant that serves only vegetables. And finally, paragraph number 3. My parents usually go to a restaurant on the day of their wedding anniversary. My dad will close his business 2 hours early to go out and buy my mom a gift. He typically buys her jewelry, which she is especially fond of. My mom will spend hours getting ready and even wear the most uncomfortable shoes in her closet if they look good with her outfit. Once they are seated at the restaurant, they will recall memories about their family while eating the first course of steamed vegetables. They consider it a time to celebrate and not think so practically in their food choices, so they always end the meal with a large chocolate dessert, my mother's absolute favorite. Thank you for listening to this episode of Venture English Institute's Accent Training Program. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you would like one-on-one coaching or to be a part of an accent training class, please feel free to look us up at www.varanasienglish.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless.